What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. It is Happy Friday. So that means we got to double everything because we can't leave you all with no positive news on the weekend. Tim, do you want to start off with the first of our four positive news stories?
Absolutely. I found this story on Facebook, actually. It was shared to TikTok originally, but it's everywhere. The reason why, it's because of a challenge. There was a 10-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy, brother and sisters. They're on a trampoline. They decided they wanted to participate in this warhead challenge. You put the warhead in your mouth. You see how long you can hold it in. It's a super sour candy. Being that young, I remember doing this as a kid, and it was a good time. We just didn't have cameras to show off, right? They get on their trampoline. They're jumping around. They put the warhead in their mouth, and they're doing a good job hosting this little challenge. But then out of nowhere, brother starts jumping around, jumps on his back. He starts to choke. The sister sees it, and it's just, what's going on? She pats him on the back. Are you okay? Are you okay? He still can't breathe. She remembered her mom showed her how to do the Heimlich remover. So she decides to get behind him nice and calmly, like she's done it before. Three times she pulled his stomach, and he just spits it right out of his mouth. It goes pretty far too as well. She looks at him, hey, are you okay? He starts to breathe. She said, oh my gosh, calmly gets off the trampoline, grabs her phone, turns it off. I'm gonna go get mom. That's what you heard her say. Very last thing you heard her say.
When in doubt, get mom.
So the reason why, one, I wanted to talk about this story. Watch your kids. Make sure you guys know what they're doing whenever they're recording these videos, because that could have ended really badly, super dangerous. But two, show your kids how to do things like that, because she saved her little brother's life in front of everybody.
Have you taught your kids how to do this?
Yes, I have, actually. So the funny part is Leandro, he won't grab you by the stomach, but he'll run up to you. If you cough in our house, he's going to come up to you and either tap you on the chest or tap you on the back. It's the cutest thing in the world. I was sitting on the couch the other night, and this kid got up from the other side of the room, came over just to tap me on my chest just because I was coughing. I thought it was the cutest thing in the world. Had nothing to do with this story, but hey.
What about Layla?
Oh, yeah.
Layla's a little older.
She's a little aggressive. If she thinks you're choking, she's going to try to save your life.
Wonder where she got that one from. But that is a really nice positive news story. I actually saw that one and I was like, that's a Tim story.
Yeah, no. You saw the video?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, man. It was pretty. I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild. She was so calm.
Nice. Where are you going to share the video at?
At our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
You already shared the source of Tiki Talk. So,
indubitably.
I definitely said Tiki Talk on purpose.
It's cool. You're old.
So, my first positive news story from the day is about the Blink Now Foundation. It is a decade old at this point.
Wow.
It's from Maggie Dawn. She first founded the Blink Now Foundation in Nepal after meeting a young girl whose life was devastated by the country's civil war. So she used her babysitting money at the time because she was young. She babysitted kids. She bought land in Nepal.
With babysitting money?
In civil war. Price real estate.
Wow.
At the bottom.
Babysitters were getting paid good back then, though.
Or Civil War killed
Touché.
Nepal. Her project has grown massively. They opened the Kapila Valley School, which now serves 1,000 students, modern facilities, technology, programs such as farming, conservation, healthy meals, a daycare that's free, Tim.
That's a win.
And a futures job readiness program. The children's home they started, called Children's Village, has expanded from a simple structure where it was just literally one room where you would come in for stuff to a multi-store facility. The organization runs a home for at-risk girls, women's, a FUMFAR program as well, and a clinic. Maggie's message the whole time was small acts of kindness and consistent effort can lead to big change. Her mantra has always been keep doing what you can where you are. I like this positive news story because it shows how one person's initiative with collaboration from local population can scale into systematic intervention. They have education, shelter, well-being, and vocational training. It also shows the benefit of like long-term investment versus a one-off charity. And yeah, amazing.
I think that's the best part about it. The long-term charity part, because there's a lot of people that do good for their communities, and shout out to them. We talk about them all the time. But those people that really invest in their communities, not looking, what is that quote again? The person that understands they're not going to see the shade of the seed they plant understands life. And I feel like she understood life.
Can I make fun of you for having said that quote at least once every 6 months for the past 10 years and you still don't get it right?
I change it every time. I was like, oh man, I'm going to read this and I'm going to remember it one day. One day.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for good food, man. Let's just be real. We're lucky. Oklahoma didn't have as many food options when we were younger, but now I can eat like pho, can eat sushi, can eat Mexican food. There's even some Kenyan restaurants in Oklahoma City now. Like, I have options these days. So shout out to Oklahoma City stepping up for all the food in the world.
Is that more just you having options to a car and being able to leave the South Side?
Oh man, you ain't lying. Yes, was, and no. Yes,
nah,
and
there
no.
It was definitely pho whenever we were young. We just couldn't reach it.
I went to pho in high school with the squad, of course. They introduced that to me. But like the Kenyan food and even soul food. I mean, there was a couple soul food restaurants, but there wasn't.
Nah, you just didn't want to go to the South Side because you were the East Side because you were from Grant. And you didn't want to get any gang trouble.
As I got older, I went and I was like, oh, this isn't bad at all. I was at Mommy U's all the time, man.
See?
Times have changed.
Shout out to Tim for getting a car. Transportation.
Oh, grateful for cars. Take that, world.
I'll be grateful for public transportation because the less cars on the road, the more we save as a planet. And all my favorite cities I've ever been to have had public transportation. Literally, my favorite two cities I've ever been to are Chicago and New York. For that reason, you just get on the train. It's amazing. You can go anywhere.
The train.
They got buses. It's just public transportation makes everything better. I'm not telling you.
Agreed.
We have your next positive news story, sir.
My last one for the day. I'm going to talk about Valerie Jensen. Valerie Jensen, she founded 10 years ago the Prospect Theater. This Prospect Theater is pretty awesome. This story, actually, I'm motivated to say because of the wifey. So this was built on a mission to create meaningful empowerment or employment for people with disabilities. Valerie did something amazing. She was inspired by her sister with Down syndrome to help her find something that she can do that's going to help change the world. With having her sister, she decided, I'm going to open up a theater. At the Prospect Theaters, employees are called prospects, and each one is encouraged to find and share their unique sparkle. The individual talents and passions, whether it's working the box office, serving popcorn, ushering guests, or keeping the theater spotless, every prospect plays an important part in making movie magic. So basically what ends up happening, they're in charge of social media, they're in charge of the advertisement, they're in charge of taking tickets, they're in charge of the concession stand. They are doing everything that a regular employee would do, but it's on them to make it special. And I think this story right here is beyond amazing because we talk about stories throughout the United States in itself. We had a bakery shop where a woman only hired people with disabilities making cookies, delivering cookies. The business has grown tremendously. Since opening its doors in 2014, the Prospector has employed more than 300 prospects, and has sold over $1 million in tickets and paid $35 million in wages. That's amazing in itself. And this is all people with disabilities, and it's been going on for 10 years once again, JP. This is amazing. This is talking about long-term investment in your community right here, and I think this is amazing. Shout out to the wifey who definitely inspired me to talk about this here today.
Yeah, shout out to Edna. That's a great positive news story. If we weren't in our industry, there'd be nothing to stop us from doing this, Tim.
And honestly, yeah.
And they're probably doing a better job than most because they want to make it special.
Exactly. When your heart's behind it, she's inspired by it. Yeah, of course. Shout out to Valerie, for sure.
As someone that doesn't like popcorn, sorry, Tim.
You don't?
No, man. It's just butter.
I should know. We like the opposite things. Why don't we haven't figured that one out yet? He said just it's butter.
That's literally all I did.
I love butter.
Getting your popcorn made by someone else, this is special popcorn. Sometimes when you just want to do something, you tell someone's like passionate about it, just makes everything better. Like I would actually try some. I would have two pieces. I'm like, Max, I'm done. So yeah, I really enjoy that.
Awesome. I'm glad you did.
So my positive news story, my last one, is about MAG, Minds Advisory Group. And it was awarded the Hilton Humanitarian Prize for 2025. So it's a UK-based nonprofit. I got this from NPR.org. And it works in 70 countries to remove landmines, unexploded ordnances, and other remnants of war in post-conflict zones. So here's the question for Tim and everyone listening. How many, don't cheat, how many unexploded landmines do you think are buried across the world?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm just going to throw out a number, 300.
300?
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know.
110 million.
I'll throw up right now. That's scary.
Enough to encircle the planet twice. So that's why MAG exists. According to recent data, let's just say there are a lot of civilians and explosive weapons that happened in 2023. So MAG's work is not only clearance, but also community-based. So many of its 5,500 staff, they come from conflict-affected communities as well, helping rebuild access to safe homes, lands, agricultures, and schools. Because even after the conflict ends, if there's landmines and explosive remnants that keep in communities trapped in fear, unable to farm, don't let kids walk to school, you can't recover as a country if you still have all these landmines. It's impossible.
Agreed.
So MAG's model is employ locally, build trust, combine technical clearance with community engagement for effective and sustainable impact. One of the people that's in the group, she used to be a wedding photographer. She went to Syria and she saw all that was going on. She joined MAG and she describes how most people think, oh, the Syria civil war is over, but the threat on the ground remains. People can't return. They can't farm, they can't build schools, all that. She's like, this is the best job I've ever had. She's like, I love wedding photography, but I thought I loved that, but I found an even better passion because I can take pictures while I'm doing this. And it's an amazing positive news story because I read that stat where it was like 110 million. That's a lot of unexploded landmines. Like, you said 300.
Man, I just random number. I had no idea.
They're probably doing 300 a month they're getting rid of.
Maybe, yeah. That's
maybe even more, maybe like 10,000.
What's wild to me about this story, JP, to be honest with you, I had no idea there was even a need for that, let alone a nonprofit doing that.
That's an American privilege right there.
Indubitably. Indubitably. First, that's not a first world problem, unfortunately. Or maybe it is. Who knows? We got to open up our eyes a little bit. It's a positive news story, and we're not hearing anything about it. Those are real heroes out there, man.
That's why they got the humanitarian award.
Indubitably. Man, I guess that's what we're here for, to talk about them. Huh?
Exactly. Ah. So it is Friday, so we got to get out of here with Parent Corner with Tim.
Absolutely.
This is where Tim talks about something funny, something sad, something about being a parent in 2025. He can choose anything he wants. Free reign. What do you have for your Parent Corner story this week?
Shout out to my Fifi. She hit me up after last week and was like, hey, this is what I think you should do with Layla. She sent me a nice long text message, had a nice conversation with Layla. So shout out to my aunt.
Oh, no, you're going
to what? She told me to definitely have a conversation with Layla, be stern, let her know it's not okay, and definitely have grace to realize that Layla may not know what she's doing is completely wrong. So just stay consistent on her and talk to her and then have a conversation with Edna as well, too.
TT for Positive Truth Person of the Year for giving
always
advice.
Positive Truth Person of my life, for sure. Positive Truth Story this week. It's a fun one. So I get home from work. I don't know. It wasn't even that late this time, but the kids were really hyper. So I'm like, all right, yeah, we can play fight for a little bit. This play fight lasted probably 15 minutes for round one. And I was like, all right, I need some water. I get some water. I'm trying to like hide for a little bit. They're like, no. So we started fighting again. And for the first time ever, Leandro, my son, he tapped out. He said, I'm done, Dad. I'm gonna get some milk. And just walked over to his milk, grabbed and sat on the couch. And then my daughter play fighting with her for maybe five more seconds before she said, you know what, Dad, I'm done too. I'm gonna get some water. They sat down and they started watching TV and I'm just standing there hyped, ready to go. And I'm like, oh, I should probably stop right now. And I sat back and I said, did I really just get them tired for the first time? I was beyond proud of myself and I wanted to share that here with you guys.
How loud is this play fighting?
Little Edna got some noise canceling headphones now, so she loves it. We're loud, we're lit, man. It's like a episode of Power Rangers for sure. I'm throwing them into couches, into each other. Yeah, they're jumping on me. It's a great time, man.
So basically, it's complete chaos, and Edna's just sitting there reading on the couch with her headphones on?
Basically. She's scrolling on her phone.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to record it one time so you can see her just like...
I remember one time you called me.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I had just got home, and so I put it on speaker, and it was like a wave of noise was coming out of your phone. I was like, are you okay? I was like, no, they're always like this. I was like,
yeah, I didn't even hear them. Also, what are you
I like doing? Hung up and like my ears were ringing and there was no other sound in my house. I was like, maybe I should be grateful that I'm not like, I could enjoy this peace and quiet.
I do remember that conversation. You were like, are you good? Are you okay? Yeah, man, they're just jumping on my back. They're all right. Good times.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. Leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story, and we will send you a positive truth t-shirt.
For free.
Tim, yeah, we already did the quote. We're out.
Stay positive.